what you saw with Ronald's play there, just how impressed you were and what you were thinking.
Yeah, he confused me. I was asking the umpire for another ball. I thought it was foul and out of play, so it's a good thing that the ball didn't get away at third because I would have been nowhere near where I needed to be. So, you know, he's a good baseball player and a good actor, too. I mean, that was a great beat.
Between that and the plays by Harrison and Nacho, after was really good defense.
Yeah, it was a great play by Nacho. I mean, just tracking the ball, obviously there's some hazards down there, and very selfless and athletic play. I mean, we know he's a phenomenal athlete, always capable of. So it's been good to have him appear and see him this last week, and glad to have him in the lineup.
How nice was it to strike out a couple of all-stars to get out of that first inning with a runner on, and then to do that double play conversion?
Yeah, nice. I mean, they're a little more patient offense. I don't want to, be wrong, but I think they're maybe the lowest swing rate in baseball right now. So that's generally indicative of a pretty good offense. They know what they want to do. Got some good adjustments the second time through the lineup from them. So that makes it hard, for sure. I mean, that's goal number one as a pitcher, at least for me, I think for everybody, but make guys swing. So when they're coming up with an approach to be patient and really look for a zone that they want to get in, you gotta be willing to fall behind and make pitches from behind. And so I thought we did a good job, and Greg did a great job. So ended up working out.
After your last start in Sacramento, you mentioned you want to be better with runners on base, make a better position. Do you feel like you were better today?
I think it's just kind of a balance of, acknowledging the importance of those moments and also kind of maintaining kind of calm and patient demeanor at the same time. So, you do have to acknowledge that those are big moments and big pitches consequently, but there's nothing to do besides refocus on what matters and your strengths. So that was definitely something I worked on this break, and kind of an emphasis coming into the start.
How encouraging is that after a little bit of layoff like that to have a slider that was as consistent as yours was tonight?
Yeah. I feel like it's been pretty consistent. It just seems like the one or two mistakes with it that I make in a game just cost me. That's how it goes. But, it's playing well, and I've been confident in it. So, like I'm saying, with their patience in general through the lineup, it can be tough to rely on that strike the ball chase pitch sometimes, but they had some really good takes and some really good at-bats where they laid off some good ones. So, I think Baldy just mixed well to keep them kind of off of it enough, and ended up making it work.
At what point in time did you even know that Ronald was throwing that ball? It was the roar of the crowd or something?
Yeah, the reaction of everybody's heads turning to third base. Like I said, I was asking for a ball from the umpire, so I'm glad that it was a good throw, because, like I said, I was not going to be where I needed to be. I was not where I needed to be. So that's honestly on me. Big screw up.
Spencer, about 6 weeks ago, after that Arizona start, we sat here and we were kind of beating yourself up and you've just been really good. What played for you? How does it feel like?
Nothing clicked. I think there was a conscious kind of reset just on establishing strengths and kind of taking a step back and take a couple steps forward. There's so many things that you kind of have to undo and refine coming out of a rehab program. It's not something I had to focus on when I had Tommy John in 2019, because the 2020 season got cut short. So there was kind of a period built in for me to do a lot of those things, and I'm trying to do a lot of it now in the season. And it's different, and obviously it's the highest level of baseball, so you don't have a lot of room to work on things in the game. But sometimes you kind of have to accept that that's where you are. So, and I think just being on the same page with the catchers and, you know, with what's going to give us the best chance to succeed and kind of that making sure that I stay within, you know, the parameters of what I'm capable of doing. I think that was a big focus at that point. One more perspective.
Fast start for both you and the offense. What do you think having that week or so off can do for the club?
I think, I don't know, honestly. It's a complicated question. Some guys probably benefited from really getting away from it, and other guys, like myself, you know, I threw a bullpen and kind of stayed active and really worked on some stuff. But, you know, I think it's not the halfway point season, you know, and that was in Philadelphia, so it still functions as a bit of a delineation, so I guess we'll see. We'll see what it does, but you know, we know that whatever the statistical probability of us, you know, having the season from here on that we want to have, whatever that is, doesn't really matter. Ultimately, we've got to show up every day, and our job for the rest of the season is to try to win the game we're playing today. So once the game starts, that can be the only focus, and I think that's the next question. So, thanks.